This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Your imagination is what's best about listening to people talking, whether it's on the radio or podcasts or in any sort of connective way. I like to think that you imagine what we look like, Jennifer and Victoria and Kara, as we're doing our morning rounds here, because the program is produced in the morning. It's heard here, there, and everywhere. You name it, we can be heard, and that's cool. But we're actually, most of us, starting our day at this point of contact. So hopefully you're already in the queue, you're in the line, you're ready, or you're well engaged in making this a wonderful day, and our attempt here is to make it an even better, more memorable day for you with stories and things that are of interest and import to all of us. Every once in a while, I get on a kick, and I start looking around at websites. I find this, my mind is such that I'm intrigued by sometimes simple things. Even though communication through these new tools and devices is pretty simple, it really isn't. But I like to boil it down to simplistic terms. Even though I criticize the use oftentimes of some of these devices, but just think about the coordination of the information that's available through the Internet and the tools to deliver them to you, that information, to deliver that is probably the better pronoun. Deliver that information. So I was looking at a new book that I found online called Extrajoydinary, Extrajoydinary. Extrajoydinary. If you look at this, it's very sort of peaceful. It's an image using imagery. It's been published in English and Spanish and French and German and Italian and Portuguese. It's on an e-book if you want to download it that way. You can get a hardcover copy of it as well. But if you go to extrajoydinary.com, so it looks up from Jersey. That's the first time I said it like that. It sounds like extrajoydinary.
Like no one in Jersey says that. That's something that other people believe.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Well, there's the Jersey girl. So why is it? Where did that come from? Is that a...
Because New Yorkers talk that way. Yeah, well, no, it was long before that. But because some New Yorkers actually sound like that. So when they say
really?
Jersey, it sounds more like Joysy.
Joysy.
But no one in New Jersey actually sounds like that. Uh-huh. So it's a New York thing that they've imposed on Jersey.
Well, I give it to you however you pronounce it. As an idea for you to help create a great day, there's a whole sort of lifestyle that somebody's trying to create around this. And, yeah, is it a good business model? Maybe. Is it something somebody's come up with that's a gimmick? Yeah, maybe. But what's wrong with it? Don't you want more joy in your life? I sure as heck do. I want happiness and peace and fun, freedom from the storm, as they refer to it on their website. Peace. Within the storm. It's a recipe for a life, as they've suggested it. I'm not getting paid to tell you to go check this out. I just think that it's a great attempt to add better things to your life. I'm looking outside now at the beautiful blue sky that we have in New England today. I suspect all of them down the East Coast that it's beautiful. The sky in New York is probably beautiful today. Kara, where you are in Washington, isn't the sky blue and beautiful?
Yeah, it's finally nice out. It's finally not raining.
Yeah, right. Yeah, it's been raining off and on. So let's go to the next step here for a minute and use our imagination. There's some interesting... I was looking at some pictures of these lightning strikes over Monument Valley. Have you seen those stunning images? This lady was a storm chaser. And she's from New Jersey. Here we are again, another Jersey. The world seems to revolve around New Jersey. You notice that, Victoria? It's all about New Jersey. So this guy has it. The ladies, I was talking with the ladies before we get started here, and Kara was teasing me about using imagery, but because we're the radio program, we have to use our imagination. And that's why this is so, it's thrilling, actually, to have the challenge. I feel like this is a challenge. You actually got me going on this, Kara, because you sort of took a shot at me. Well, this is the radio. We're not going to see anything. I think what we have, there's a lost art to this, drawing word pictures, telling stories. And so the challenge for me and for you is to be able to communicate to the people who are listening, to you folks listening, the images of people or events or things. So as I try to describe the sky, which is a deep purple and pink with these lightning forks piercing through the clouds in Arizona, you can imagine, we've all seen lightning storms, but just think about Monument Valley. Have you ever been to Arizona? Either you?
No, I've always wanted to go.
Well,
never
Monument Valley is where most of the really Wild West westerns, John Wayne put it on the map because many of the movies that he did were filmed in Monument Valley. He loved Monument Valley, and so did John Ford, who was the producer and director of a lot of his earlier movies. They're so, and it's, if you go, have you ever been to Montana, either of you?
No. Okay. I've never been in anywhere really in
I've
the
always
middle.
Wanted to go, though.
All right. So Monument, Montana's called Big Sky Country. We have three or four affiliates in Billings and Great Falls and those areas, and I remember driving across. I'd heard it was called Big Sky Country, but you never really, you don't appreciate it until you actually drive there. And see, it is, it feels like there's a huge, it feels like the sky is bigger for whatever the reason there. And those of you who are listening to me who either are driving there now or who are from there, you can appreciate what I'm trying to present to you, an image of something. And across Arizona, the lightning strikes, those sorts of things. There's a very interesting, compelling overview, a study, in fact, published about how taking photographs affects your memory. So what I'm trying to do with my word pictures is enhance the use of your mind, your memory. And with this sort of information, it even gives it a little bit more oomph. Do you know what I mean, Victoria?
Got it.
The photos. You have in front of you this story, which I find fascinating. Participants asked to answer a series of questions, multiple choice questions, about objects they've seen that were taken, the photographs. And this is a great exercise in keeping the left brain, the right brain. This is what it's all about. You hear me talking about super beats, and I'm going to talk about them in a minute, and what they do, the power of what they do to your brain. You got to get blood into your brain, yes. You need to exercise it so the brain is actually working. And this, but the images that you get from looking at pictures, it's a whole different thing. Let's say you were involved in math and you were looking at, remember the charts we did when we were kids? 2 + 2 = 4. Did you do that? That's how I learned my numbers
yeah.
when I was a kid. The math chart.
The tables, yeah.
Tables, yeah. Okay, so let's just, that's one image that you have in you. It's so ingrained, it's so etched in your mind, you will never forget how you learned that 2 + 2 = 4, right? So then let's go one step further, or a couple of steps further, to what the psychologists call cognitive offloading. Your brain eases the amount of work that it has to do by using an outside aid. Like you have a grocery list that you need, right? You write down the things. Yesterday, I had to go to the parts store to get a bunch of stuff to fix a couple of tractors and a truck. So I had to get a speedometer cable, and I had to get some brake calipers, and I had to get some, one of those fiberglass kits to fix So I wrote all, most of the time I can remember all of it, but I just wrote it down to make sure I didn't get it wrong. But I only wrote it down once, and then I lost the paper, but it didn't make any difference, because writing it down once, how many of you found that to be the case? When you write something down, does that impress it in your brain so that you, I'm audio, I can hear it or I can see it and remember it. What about you, Victoria? When you have things that you need to remember, that you want to remember, how do you remember them?
You know, it's interesting because I used to write things down, but now I type things into my phone. And I do find that, and there have been studies that show why handwriting is still important for kids to learn, because when you actually write something down, the mechanical, the physical motion that connects to your brain of you writing something out, it's actually, it's so much more beneficial than just typing something into a phone. Yeah. So I have lists upon lists and everything with the wedding. It was, I had so many lists, but I didn't write any of them down, so I really had to rely heavily on just my phone notes, which aren't as They're not as strong of a memory.
Yeah. How do you remember things, Kara?
Yeah, I'm a list maker for, like, everything. Anytime I go on a trip anywhere, I write everything down that I need to take. And generally, I keep it in the same place in the same notebook so I don't lose it. And that way, I like being able to cross things off. But it also does help remember. But I generally, and it makes it sound like I talk to myself a lot, but I say things out loud. And I find that generally, instead of just thinking, if you say something out loud, then that helps me remember as well.
Well, so I'm going to add one more item to this list of memories and imagery that will maybe help you, and that's color. Thinking of the power of color and what it means to see blues or pinks, that sort of thing. Dark blue is something that when you use that imagery or you have it from a picture or when you see it, it considerably calms your nerves and elevates your consciousness. It is a great way to, if you're in a group and you have a dark blue background, to start a philosophical conversation. Like, well, that's sort of what we're having here. Pink, calming, protects against negativity, balances friendship, stimulates romance. How about that?
Yeah, but the thing about pink, it has a lot of positivity, but pink is the one color that if you stare at it long enough, that there have been a lot of studies that it actually makes you go crazy.
Really?
Yeah. So, like, a lot of, like, they call it millennial pink. It's a shade of pink that all millennials use for everything, apparently.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not a great idea to paint an entire room pink. Little accents here and there, but if it's a room that you're in a lot, it's not a good thing.
Yeah. Let your child pick his color, by the way, for his or her room if you're going to paint it. Give them a lot of different color. Let them pick. Whites, for example, are all about protection. White charges the energy field, brings you peace and comfort, takes away pain, connects you to your truth. Yellow stimulates a working environment. It's great at work to paint the walls yellow. So you can focus. Yellow is about focusing. Purple is about psychic protection and connections. You'll have a deeper connection with spirit if you have a lot of purple around. I was wondering why I liked purple so much more now than I used to. Green is, as you might expect, nurturing and balancing about nature, that sort of thing. Orange is a color that would indicate ambition. It increases your immunity as well. So if you want to have a strong immune system, Uri Geller's got a book called Mind. It's a little book of mind power, and there's an orange circle in it that you could check out as well. So a little about how our mind works, hopefully helpful. It's 20 after the hour, DJV.
The Ford Summer Sales event is in full swing.
All right, man. 7 ballparks in 7 days. Here we go.
I've got my maps.
You don't need them.
Huh?
I got a nav system. See, you can even pinch to zoom. Look at it.
And with available Sync 3 and voice-activated navigation, Ford Fusion has the tech to get you there and back.
Okay, you're holding that map upside down, by the way.
Oh, yeah, I thought Indiana looked strange.
Take on summer right with Ford, America's best-selling brand, during the Ford Summer Sales event. Get 0% financing for 72 months on select Fusion, Escape, Edge, and Explorer models. Plus, get $1,000 on top of your trade-in. Offer ends August 22nd. Best-selling based on current year 2016 sales. Don't drive while distracted. Use voice-operated systems when possible. Don't use handheld devices while driving. Not all buyers qualify for Ford credit financing. 72 months at $1,389 per month for $1,000 finance regardless of down payment. Trade Assist Cash requires trade-in of 95 or newer vehicle or lease terminated 30 days prior to or 90 days after new retail delivery. See dealer or go to buyfordnow.com for complete details. Take delivery from dealer stock by August 22nd, 2017.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Are you one of the 15 million men who suffer from an enlarged prostate? If your life revolves around finding the closest bathroom, if you're tired of waking up many times a night to urinate, then you need to know about Prostate Miracle. Prostate Miracle contains beta-cytosterol, which is 3,000 times stronger than salt palmetto. To claim your $10 Patriot discount, go to ProstateMiracle.com and enter promo code PATRIOT. Or call 877-965-2140. That's 877-965-2140.
Has been dead a long time, but he still makes it in terms of music news with regularity. So the latest focus on John Lennon is a letter to his first wife about his divorce from her, and it turned up at an auction. His first wife's name. Well, his first wife's first name was Cynthia, and they divorced fairly quickly. They were married when they were very young, divorced in 1968. It was kind of acrimonious. And it was all about John Lennon meeting Yoko Ono. She started her destruction then and pretty much...
Oh, my God. I really don't like when people say that.
I know. Yeah. But I was around then, and you weren't. I don't mean that to sound like a...
No, but I mean a woman... No, but that's blaming the woman. I cannot tolerate that.
No, you didn't hear me say that.
Well, yeah, you did. You just blamed Yoko for destruction.
No, I didn't. Those words did not come out of my mouth.
You just said destruction.
I did, because the two of them together destroyed the relationship that he had with his first wife. It was a two-way street.
Right, but he's saying in this letter that that's not true at all.
He said that.
No, he said that Yoko had nothing to do with it in this letter. Read the text of the letter.
The essence of it is that he would be, obviously you want to protect the wife. Anyway, but yeah, as the text of the letter goes, as you and I know, our marriage was over long before the advent of meeting Yoko. That's reality. You also seem to have forgotten that only 2 years ago, while I was separated, I can't read that.
From Yoko.
Oh, you suddenly brought Julian to me in Los Angeles after 3 years of silence. During this visit, you hardly allowed me, and again, I can't read...
to be alone with him for one moment.
Ah. Asked me to remarry you and give you another child for Julian's sake. I politely told you no, and anyway, I was still in love with Yoko. For some reason or other, my print of this is not...
Oh, okay.
Done well, we did have some good years, so dwell on them for change. And as Dylan says, it was a simple twist of fate. Love and good luck from the three of us to the three of you, John. So this is a back and forth. But
apparently this was...
The three of us was the son and Yoko? aimed at her?
The three of them, meaning John, Yoko, and Sean, and then Cynthia, Julian, and the guy that she was with after him.
Julian's the first one, Sean's the second one. How do they get along, by the way?
Now, because Yoko has bridged that gap, they are actually really close, and they perform together.
So you think that Yoko's gotten a bad rap all over?
Absolutely, 100%.
Yeah, because Linda McCartney was the one who first sort of started that.
I mean, Paul McCartney has said so many times on the record that he and Yoko are very close, that they don't have issues, and that this was so much blown up in the press because everyone needed to blame someone for the breakup of the best band in history.
I think this happens to women a lot. I mean,
Absolutely, it drives me crazy.
Olivia Munn was dating Aaron Rodgers, the football player, and he started playing not well, and so immediately everyone was like, oh, it's her fault because they're dating.
Well, didn't they say that about...
Jessica Simpson was called Yoko Romo when she was dating Tony Romo. I mean, it's, you know, when the guys are doing... Well, you know, it's okay, but as soon as something happens...
I get the drift.
Well, it's kind of annoying when it happens over and
over. I'm going to be strident about this, Doug. I will make no apologies whatsoever.
No apologies.
I'm tired of women getting blamed for this.
Well, what do men get blamed for all the
Nothing.
Time?
Nothing. What do men get blamed for? Nothing.
Okay. All right. You can see, ladies and gentlemen, I'm not going to win this argument, so I will. It's two against one. Unfair odds.
Yeah.
It's not like, what does Limbaugh say? Limbaugh.
Let's bring him in. Sure.
Limbaugh.
Yeah. Strengthen your case with him.
On loan from God with one arm behind his leg. Whatever it is.
Oh, please.
Oh, God.
Can you return him?
Return to sender.
Mm-hmm.
All right, 28 past the hour.
At Humalife, we believe your health is your wealth. That's why we offer an exclusive, potent, and pure selection of OMRI-certified 100% organic humic and fulvic acid concentrates. These two acids stop viruses and harmful bacteria and increase frequency, vibration, and vitality. In fact, they're called the missing link to your health. Pure liquid organic ATP energy rebuilds and regrows the immune system. You are the doctor at Humalife. You know best because you are the test. Find out more at HumalifeUSA.com. That's HumalifeUSA.com.
Chances are you wouldn't mind having more energy, better digestion, or more comfortable joints and muscles, right? But if you've taken supplements before without much success, be aware that most supplementation fails to address the body's number one antioxidant and detoxification system. Free radicals and toxins on a daily basis assault our bodies. Stopping the inflammation they create and to successfully detoxify requires great quantities of the body's primary antioxidant, glutathione. To successfully turn on whole body glutathione production and cleanse all 37.2 trillion cells requires large amounts of the peptide cysteine, which can only come from food, and a little help from our frequency encoding science. You cannot buy cysteine in a pill. Nature's richest source of cysteine is raw whey protein powder. One World Whey is the only frequency encoded, energetically enhanced raw whey derived from Amish raised grass-fed cows. Try it and you just might like how much better you may feel. Please call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
If there's a toxic chemical biological gas smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
People who can afford a LASIK procedure sure are lucky. Imagine being able to throw away your contacts and glasses. Imagine waking up tomorrow with 20/20 vision. Too bad everyone can't afford LASIK. Well, guess what? There's a company that agrees with you. The LASIK Vision Institute is now offering dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK to make it affordable for everyone. That means you get the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology for a fraction of what others charge. And if you call right now, we'll schedule a free appointment so you can discover if LASIK is right for you. Results may vary. Call 1-800-963-4946. Even better, call right now and you can get an extra 20% discount off our already low-cost services. We've already performed over 1 million procedures. Let us help you. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you deserve at a fraction of what others charge. For your free appointment, call 1-800-963-4946. 1-800-963-4946. 1-800-963-4946.
And learn, this hour of the program does not feature Jennifer Horn, but does feature Victoria Keelan and Kara Schillen and Doug Steffen. Follow us on Twitter at DJV Show, at On Air Victoria, at C Schillen, at Doug Steffen, and then there's the Facebook, Doug. What do we have? We've added to social media. What's the latest social media thing that we've splashed everywhere, Victoria?
Well, from our sports report today on Facebook, you can look up the food safety ranking of your favorite ballpark, and which is good news if you're a Red Sox fan or a Seattle Mariners fan. Not such good news for Kara, Jennifer, and me because our teams all ranked on the lowest end.
The stadiums are filthy and the food is yucca bunga.
Yeah.
Speaking of food, food news today, the truth. Absolute truth about your grocery store and the green juice that they are selling. There's a lawsuit against the Pepsi-Cola company. They have been alleged to misleadingly market naked juices as if they contain mostly nutritious ingredients like kale and blueberries and other things, when in fact the first real ingredient in 16 of these juices is either orange juice or apple juice.
Mm-hmm.
You knew that? Did you know that?
I don't drink this stuff. It's all sugar.
Oh, my God, yes.
I mean, there are certain cold-pressed juices that are, you know, mostly kale and spinach and some lemon or ginger or whatever. And those are like $10 a bottle, so they're really expensive. But this stuff is trying to be, it's trying to pretend that it's those things for, you know, $2 a bottle. So you get what you pay for.
Legally, ingredients have to be listed in order of weight. So that means there's more juice than pureed veggies or fruits in these things. Doesn't make the drinks unhealthy, but some of the advocates say that people think they're getting high-value ingredients when they're just getting just cheap garbage.
I mean, it's not much better than soda. If you look at the sugar-to-sugar content comparison.
It's marketing. This is what it all is.
Yep.
That's the way the food that we eat today, whatever your preferences are, come on, admit it. It really is about how it's marketed. If it's the ploy here is to grab some of the interest that so many people have about being healthy. And these companies are getting, was it yesterday, the day before, at some point in time, I think this week, we were talking in the food news about how the number of people drinking this stuff is down by the millions because of the consumer interest and the consumer press focusing on how bad sugar is for you and the carbonated water, plus the fact that I don't find them refreshing, any of these drinks, and they're so cheap to make, they're so profitable. That's how these companies like Pepsi-Cola and Coca-Cola have bought up all these businesses. They own restaurant chains, and they've been buying up food businesses because they have so much cash. Because it costs, when you pay, what's it cost for one of those liter bottles of Coca-Cola or 7-Up or Sprite? What is
that? Oh, gosh, 99 cents?
Yeah.
79 to 99 cents. Like a big 2-liter bottle is often advertised in grocery stores, you know, $2 for $3
liter
or something like that.
Lost liter, yeah.
Yeah.
It still costs them 10 cents to make that. The
probably,
plastic
yeah.
bottle they put the stuff in costs more money than what they put in.
That's true.
How about that?
Oh.
All right. Also, in the food department, Chipotle. I don't really know what to make about Chipotle. I have eaten there, I don't know, we've been in there 4 or 5 times as a local one, and they seem to be okay. But yet you hear about, you know, how much bad press have they gotten in the past year or so. Right? They closed down.
They had that big salmonella. It was
yeah.
I think it was salmonella outbreak.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. They did have a lot of bad press with that, but they are, I think they're bouncing back and they're adding new menu items all the time. So.
Queso? What's queso?
Hot melted cheese. It's delicious.
Really? So what do you put it on? They're running it in New York now in the test kitchen there.
You can put queso. You can dip chips into it. You can put it on top of chips like nachos. You can put it. You can drizzle it on tacos or in burritos. Whatever you want. It's like
nacho
cheese.
So they say there are a lot of people who are selling queso. Their competitors, but they don't have natural ingredients, and Chipotle's using natural ingredients in theirs.
Yeah.
When you compare, this is their press release, when you compare it to the more synthetic ones, excuse me, it's got a different texture, but it's still melted cheese, and that's what cheese tastes like, and that's what people want, cheesy dishes. I can't believe you go into the movie house, all the people who buy that nacho crap with that cheese, it's got to be the worst. It's like the
it's
butter.
It's all chemicals.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it's gross.
Yeah. So.
Anyway. And that butter that goes on popcorn, it's not even butter. It's oil. It's buttered flavored canola oil. It's not even butter.
Yeah.
We've just gotten so far. I know I say this a lot, but I blame the 1950s. We've gotten so far away from anything that's actually natural. Everything is a synthesized version of something that we could just melt some butter at home and pour it on the popcorn.
Right.
Like, it's so not hard, but yet. In the 50s, when plastic was invented and food science and chemical additives and all this stuff and TV dinners, and you look at everything that came from the 50s, I completely isolate that decade as the beginning of the end of American civilization.
Well, maybe.
I'll put it out there and I'll leave it out there.
So here's sort of an add to that. The other night we had Meredith's birthday, and I hired a chef to come to the house to cook a meal for her birthday. And he brought the simplest, I wouldn't have thought about this except you just sort of piqued my memory of what he was actually serving us. And it was every, he brought all of the food. It was like a food to table experience, you know, farm to table experience. He brought all of the food and made the dinner using the tools that he has, little squeezers and squeezing juice out of an onion. But the point is that it was all naturally created. There's no artificial anything. And it was one of the most delicious meals that either of us has ever had.
What did he make?
He made an asparagus salad that had just all natural sort of ingredients. It was crispy and it was delightfully a different taste. Everything tasted different. It was a challenge to, in your mind, in our experience, find something in our memory that tasted like what it was. And that was across the board. Everything tasted different and felt good as it went down. It was a fish dish that he made for us. It was pretty simple.
You're such a guy. There hasn't been, except for the word asparagus, there hasn't been a single detail. Can you get Meredith on the phone so we can figure out what you actually ate? Men are just the worst with details. Well, some sort of fish thing and asparagus. That's it. I'm sure that she could tell you all of the lovely things that were in the salad and then the type of dressing it was tossed in and then the type of fish what the side dishes were.
Absolutely she could. Yeah.
Well, because women are good with details.
Yes, they are.
We have to teach, Kara, we've got to teach him how to tell a girl story. I did that with my last male co-host. It worked. We had to keep reminding him he needed to tell a girl story, and then he would start with details.
I thought I was good at telling him. We tell girl stories all the time.
Yeah, and the girls do, yes. The girls tell girl stories with details. You tell, I'm not sure what.
Well, we had a soup. I'm trying to think of what the...
But so now there's a soup. I thought it was a salad.
But. She'll pop in here in a second and send me an email with some of the details. There was a sort of a pureed soup of a bunch of different things that I now can't.
See?
But that's the thing is that soup would be literally...
It was a pasta. Oh, a homemade pasta. It was really yummy.
So there's soup, pasta, and salad before we've even gotten to the entree?
Yep.
Or are you mixing...
Yeah. It was a five-course meal.
Okay.
Yeah.
But the thing there, the reason why that's different than a girl story is that there are tons of different kinds of pastas and sauces you can put on it. There are tons, like, soup can literally be anything. You could put anything in a soup and mix it up and it would be a soup. And salad could have so many different things on it.
I know. He's talking about how crunchy and delicious it was.
How am I supposed to know how good it was if I don't even know what kind it was?
Yep. What type of fish?
There was a little bit of shrimp, some scallops.
Okay.
A bit of salmon. And,
how did you even move after eating all of this?
I know, right?
we had champagne before. We drove around the farm and had a bottle of
was the
champagne.
Massage before that, too? Because I would be passed out on the floor at this point.
We had a massage, and then we went, and then there was a nice bottle of wine that went through. And I actually didn't mind the wine. The wine was actually pretty good.
So you must have been loopy at the end of this. Champagne and wine?
I felt good.
Yeah,
calm me right down. But I don't, you're right. As you, we were talking
maybe that's why he doesn't remember
about
anything.
About memory
and
how it is that you remember things, the imagery that you have, whether it's writing things down, looking at a picture, hearing it, whatever it is. I'm not sure that I've put all of that to good use, but.
Well, did you find the chef from a restaurant that you like, or was
I found the chef online at a, I was looking around for something when I decided I wanted to bring a chef in, and I found this service that finds fine chefs who work in restaurants, but they do this on the side.
Right.
And so this fellow came highly recommended. I actually did look at, he had 5 stars. I looked at the recommendations. I'm like a regular user here.
Very good.
I looked at the recommendations. There were 4 or 5 people that sent their resumes, and one of them didn't have any ratings, so I ignored that. And then there were a couple that had 3 and 4s. This guy was the only one who had a 5.
Did you give him a rating, too, after?
I did, as a matter of fact.
Good.
He sent the thing in. From the website. It's called Thumbtack, if I'm not mistaken. I can go look around, but I think it's called Thumbtack. And so, I gave him a very good rating.
Great.
Because he was very good. He was very personable. And it was interesting. because we were talking as the two of us. We're in the dining room alone. This is actually the first time I've used this dining room since I moved into the house. I've never had another meal in that dining room. So the idea of knowing his place, which is important to Meredith, the conversation was between us. The meal was about her and her birthday and our conversation. So he would come in, bring the food, and give us a little background as to what the food was, and then quickly exit. He didn't engage with us in conversation. He just told us about the food and what we were eating in that particular course. He knew exactly what his place was and how to...
That sounds...
And I don't mean it. No, that's not meant to sound like
a jerk. But any chef would know. I mean, that's you come in, you present the food, and you leave. I mean, that's.
Yeah.
I can't imagine a chef standing there with two people sitting down ready to eat his food and wanting to, like, yuck it up. I can't imagine.
I don't know because I haven't had this experience. I never did this before. So I didn't have these. I didn't have anything to lean back on.
Mm-hmm.
But it was. Let's just say it was very appropriate. The food was appropriate to the occasion. The drink was appropriate to the occasion.
Did he do the wine pairing?
He brought the wine with him.
Okay, so that's what I mean. Wine. So, yeah, he paired the wine with what he made. Okay.
The bottle had a cow on it. That's what I remember about the wine.
Oh, wow. So I'm curious. If she was wearing her Valentino shoes, what were you wearing? Did you dress up for the occasion?
Yeah, I did, actually. I had a nice casual linen shirt and slacks and my socksless shoes.
Did you set the table yourself?
I did, in fact. Yeah, she was very surprised.
Did everything match?
Absolutely. Everything matched, and it was in the right place. She said when she sat down, oh, very impressive. The napkin was where it was supposed to be. The silverware was where it was supposed to be.
So you can be taught.
The glasses were where they supposed to be. Yes, I can. I bought a new tablecloth and new napkins and all kinds of stuff. Yeah, there you go. It's quite the experience. All right, what are we missing here? I better do a couple of commercials. Now that I've told all the story, and you've got as much on my memory as you could. It's 12 before the hour, DJV time.
Are you concerned about your prostate? Do you pee more often than you used to? Do you wake up to go? Be honest, is there a drop in your romantic life? These problems may not just go away, so you need to call for a free bottle of Super Beta Prostate, the number one non-prescription formula for your prostate. The ingredients are naturally sourced. With Super Beta Prostate, you'll have less urges to urinate, less waking at night, and an improvement in your romantic life, guaranteed. Try it free. Pay only shipping and handling. Call 1-800-573-0477. Super Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules to get the same active ingredients in just one Super Beta Prostate tablet. Stop running to the bathroom and call us now for your free bottle. Hurry, this free offer won't last. Call 1-800-573-0477. That's 1-800-573-0477. Call 1-800-573-0477.
The Ford Summer Sales Event is in full swing.
All right, man. 7 ballparks in 7 days. Here we go.
I've got my maps.
You don't need them. Huh? I got a nav system. See, you could even pinch to zoom. Look it.
And with available Sync 3 and voice-activated navigation, Ford Fusion has the tech to get you there and back.
Okay, you're holding that map upside down, by the way.
Oh, yeah, I thought Indiana looked, strange.
Take on summer right with Ford, America's best-selling brand, during the Ford Summer Sales Event. Get 0% financing for 72 months on select Fusion, Escape, Edge, and Explorer models. Plus, get $1,000 on top of your trade-in. Offer ends August 22nd. Best-selling based on current year 2016 sales. Don't drive while distracted. Use voice-operated systems when possible. Don't use handheld devices while driving. Not all buyers qualify for Ford credit financing. 72 months at $1,389 per month for $1,000 finance regardless of down payment. Trade assist cash requires trade-in of 95 or newer vehicle or lease terminated 30 days prior to or 90 days after new retail delivery. See dealer or go to buyfordnow.com for complete details. Take delivery from dealer stock by August 22nd, 2017.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now.
855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Puffing his way into your animal's life and your life as well is our pal Warren Eckstein, who's the host of The Pet Show, a great place to get your values challenged and information about how to take care of your pet appropriately. Warren Eckstein deserves the help, the accolades. His Hugs and Kisses Animal Fund is something that you ought to support. You can donate a couple of bucks, whatever. He always sends out gifts to the people. He gives gifts. Everybody who calls his radio program gets some Hugs and Kisses. And if you donate to his Hugs and Kisses Animal Fund, you also get some Hugs and Kisses. And if you're wondering what Hugs and Kisses are, they're a proprietary blend of minerals and vitamins that Warren has put together over the years from his research and experience. What does your dog need in Hugs and Kisses? And whatever the dog needs, it's in that supplement. Same thing for the special cat. There's a cat version, a dog version, and you'll get it when you go to hugsandkisses.com, or you can get it through thepetshow.com as well. But I recommend it because I had Charlotte on it most of her as soon as I'm trying to remember when you and I first met. It was when I was at KBC. So I've known you since the 90s, and you've been on this program for, what, 20 years? How long have you been on this program with me?
I started with brown hair. Now it's been a lot of years.
It has been a long time. Yeah. Okay. The RAND Corporation is headquartered in Santa Monica, not far from your stomping grounds and my stomping grounds. They've managed to get you irritated. How?
Came out with a study, and I hate these think tanks because all they do is think. They have no idea what's really going on.
It's a think tank, yeah.
Listen to this, and this is going to really aggravate you. They came out with a study that says pets do not improve children's mental or physical health.
Bourgeois.
All the years we've been talking about how kids are better off growing up with pets. It gives them the opportunity, non-demanding relationships.
Who paid for the study?
Blah, blah. I don't know. Has no idea. Doesn't tell you who paid for it. They said, this is a term that really bugged me, they used advanced statistical tools. Why don't they just go ask families how their kids are doing with pets? Wouldn't that be a way to do it? Yeah, they came out with all these studies, that doesn't improve their mental well-being, doesn't improve this. That's what I said. And, I posted it on Facebook, and the majority, obviously, of my listeners love animals. But the bottom line is, growing up, if I had grown up without dogs, I would be the most psychotic, or maybe I am, but I would be even more psychotic than I am, because in a family, I had 15 people living in my house, Doug, 15 people, and the only way for me to escape was either go in the backyard and play with the rats or hang out with my dog. And I think that's important, because the only non-demanding relationship we have is our pets. Our parents yell at us, our kids aggravate us, neighbors, even kids, they can be tough with each other. But when we're with our pets, we can be ourselves, we can cry, we can laugh, and I think that's important.
When Charlotte was around, she didn't have to yell at me, she just looked at me. I didn't need to be yelled at, she'll just look, and I knew what was going on in her brain. What you just said is so true. I remember back to my childhood having the dog. Frisky was a mongrel. My father got at the MSPCA for $5, and he lived to be like 17 or something. He was around me all the time through my growing up years. We had a dog, a couple of dogs I really liked when we were married, and one dog, when we got divorced, we sort of shared, and then there was Charlotte, who was special all unto herself. But the dogs that Miles, my grandson, is around, there are two poodles in the house, and this child's been around those poodles, obviously, since the first day of his life, and he shows no fear, because it's one of the great things, the dogs have loved him, protected him, licked him, knocked him over. Sure. But, all of those things, your child, as the child grows, we all needed it. And I think for independent, we need, because part of our psyche is to be independent. And if you can be strong, and the dogs, being themselves around you will teach you to be strong. I think that's BS. Somebody send him a letter. Tell him what a bunch of bunkum.
They're going to get more than a letter when I go on the air this week. Yeah. But anyway, the bottom line, you brought up a valid point. You talked about the dog and divorce and dog and separation. I've been involved in the last month in two situations where there's a custody battle going over dogs, and I'm kind of the consultant to decide who really should get the dog. Should it be the husband? Should it be the wife? Should they have joint custody? And it turns out that in one of the cases, the guy doesn't even want the dog. He just doesn't want his wife to have it. It was just a vendetta against his wife. So obviously I let the dog go that way. But it's an interesting concept. If you're together and you get a dog together, what happens when you separate? Where should that dog go? Should it be joint custody? Should one person have it? I think it's a good topic we'll discuss in the future.
It is. Yeah, custody of the dog is part of the things that people do fuss and fight about, because oftentimes it is something that brings them together, and it's something that may keep you together in part. So that's great food for thought. All right. So Warren Eckstein is here to help us every week at this time from the...
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.